772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Frequency or the same page with one another. That's why even naturally, you know, it's important that we learn to master language. Because, you know, you could say something. I'll give you an example. Kind of funny. Not a big deal, but it's funny because it speaks right to this point. We had a group of the brothers from South Africa at our house. This was years ago. And we were eating pizza. I mean, we had pizzas. Some of them brothers could eat. We had a stack of boxes of pizza. And we were just eating away. And one of the kind of heavyset brothers pushed back from the table and he said, "Apostle, I'm all fed up." We chuckled. Because we wouldn't use that word that way. Well, you say you fed up, that means I'm fed up. I have had it. But that's not the way he used it. He was delighted. I'm all fed up. See, it's important that we can master a language to be effective in our communication. What I'm building toward is the heavenly language. Here, God went down and confounded their speech so that they did not understand one another, and the building, the effort, came to a halt. Language created the territorial borders. Now, there was a group that spoke this language that couldn't communicate with this group that spoke another language, and so they couldn't do anything cohesively or in coordination. You know, the devil's the author of confusion too. God does it for the purpose of his kingdom, but the devil does it to try to thwart the work of God, try to bring confusion among God's people or even in your own mind. So go with me to the book of Acts. We'll take another look at language. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. On the day of Pentecost. Now, how many know the devil is an imitator? Genesis 11, he was trying to imitate some stuff. But in Acts chapter 4, we read about the real deal. Verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." All right? This is the book of Acts. They were in one place, like in Genesis 11. They were in one accord. They had one mind. But this time, it was out of obedience to God's will. Look what happens. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, look at this, out of every nation under heaven. Get it? Every nation was there. God didn't leave anybody out. Verse 6. "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." Wait a minute. These are all Galileans. If you read on, you'll find all the nations that were there. All the nations. But yet when they came down from the upper room, now understand something. They weren't speaking among this multitude in unknown tongues. They were speaking in tongues that each of these nations could hear and say, how is it a Galilean is speaking to me in my tongue, never having learned my tongue, and not only that, but speaking the mysteries of God? You see, language will either divide or unite. All those nations were there, but there was something common. They were all hearing the mysteries of God in their very own language. Let me read some of these nations that were there so you see all the nations were there. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, Judeans, Cappadocians, Pontians, Asians, Phrygians, Pamphylians, Egyptians, Libyans, Cyrenians, Romans, Jews, proselytes, Cretans, Arabians. All heard them speaking in their native language. So it wasn't just, they came down, they were speaking in unknown tongues. No, they were speaking in known tongues. But tongues they'd never learned. I witnessed this before in California. Was it California? No, it was in Arizona. We were having a prayer meeting, and the presence of God came so strong, and it baptized or it filled a young man. He was like a cowboy. Filled a young man and knocked him down. I mean, these were marble floors. I was scared for him. Because the way he fell, it was like, whoa, I know he's hurting. He's probably knocked out. He stood up. He started speaking fluent Chinese. In California, I experienced this personally in a prayer meeting, a place called Christian Chapel. There was a group of us praying, and I only experienced this one particular time. We started praying, and one of the sisters in the circle began to pray or began to speak a tongue in Spanish. I knew it was Spanish. Not that I could interpret it, but the interpretation came to me. Exactly what she was saying. And after the prayer meeting, she said, that's exactly what I was saying in Spanish. So she, here, God gave a gift back that he took out of the planet. Amen. Because the purpose was evil. But at his appointed time, when the kingdom was to come, he reestablished it among all the nations again. You have to understand there are diversity of gifts, differences of operations, administration, but all one spirit. So stop looking down on different denominations. Some denominations are demoninations. But I'm saying God's got people everywhere. It's a sad clap in the middle. I see two hands clapping. Come on. I said, God has people in every nation, every tongue, everywhere. God's got somebody that's serving him. Different administration. Different operation. They may not look like you. They might not act like you, but you can discern the Spirit of God is there. Amen. They may not think that just speaking in tongue, unknown tongue, is the thing. In some circles, it's the thing. Uh-oh, I hit some Pentecostal buttons there. Let me just go here right quick because, see, there's something beyond Pentecost. See, folk get stuck at Pentecost. I've had people say, if you ain't speaking tongue, you ain't saved. I'm glad I speak in tongue maybe more than all of y'all. But when I first received tongue, it was in a dream. I woke up speaking in tongue. It wasn't at no Terry service. It wasn't no, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And it's a gift.
Yes, yes, yes.
One of the gifts.
Yes, yes.
First gift I ever received from the Lord was discerning of spirits. Because he saved my life with it.
Yes.
Long before I ever spoke in tongues, I had a gift.
Yes.
But see, some lock you down on one gift. But he said there's diversity of gifts.
Yes.
Everybody's not going to have the gift of working of miracles.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost. I see I'm losing some of y'all right now. There's a move beyond Pentecost. It's called trumpets. But people get stuck at Pentecost. I'll give you a quick example, and I'm get back to my message here. When Elijah was caught up, Elisha saw him, and the mantle fell on him. In other words, there was a transference of a mantle. It was no longer Elijah. That move had gone on. There were 50 prophets that saw from afar. See, 50 is Pentecost. They were watching from afar. They didn't see the shift. So when Elisha came back in the power of the Spirit with the mantle, who, by the way, did twice as many miracles, they said, let us go search for Elijah. We don't trust this. Maybe he's caught up in a mountain somewhere. Elisha said, no, y'all don't understand. No, they stayed at him until he said, go. 3 days they searched for the old move. See, there's some that are stuck on the old move. And it ain't moving. While Elisha's going on, doing twice as many miracles. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody it's time to move. The cloud has shifted. It's moved. Don't get caught up in denomination, in tradition, in what was. It's a new day. Amen.
Amen.
Discern the movement. Follow the cloud. Here, they spoke in the languages of all the nations that were there. They were hearing the mysteries of God. Isn't God good? Language that they spoke created the territorial borders that encircled the people. Language has the power to establish dimensions.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.